This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
What do you say we head all the way to Amsterdam to the Vrije Universiteit? Well, I don't think he's quite there yet. It's Professor Dion Foster. Dion, good morning. Trust you're well. Good having you along.
Goedemorgen, Brad. Ja, het regent vandaag, maar het is toch warm. Het is niet in the middle van winter, hoor. Not in the middle of winter.
Oh, yeah?
Warm but rainy. Warm but rainy.
Well, we've got a weird country we live in here. It's freezing cold and rainy here. But if you go to Durbs, it's 30 degrees. You can go have a surf today. So it's hard to believe we're all in the same country. But here we are. Dion, first of all, we're talking about appointments here and being appointed by God. I'm always so proud of you and the wonderful things you do the whole world through. So it looks like you've been given something new and added and rather impressive to do out there in Amsterdam. Do share with us.
Brad, thank you. And glory to God.
Amen.
You know, absolutely glory to God. And it's, I hope it doesn't sound like some kind of false humility, mm-mm, but really glory to God. So just for our listeners, you know, the Netherlands is an incredibly secular country. And you can imagine being in a university as a theologian in a secular country, it's you have to contend for the space for Christianity.
Yeah.
And every 5 years or so, our university, Free University Amsterdam, appoints four research chairs. These are sort of four professors that they think out of the 200 or 300 professors that there are that should represent the university as sort of ambassadors for what the university does. And I was nominated out of the seven faculties. They nominated 14 people. And I thought, look, there's not much of a chance they'll appoint a theologian. But I heard this last week that as of the 1st of September for the next 5 years, I'll serve as one of the university research chairs.
Amazing.
And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring, you know, the values of our faith and the ways in which we think about hope and peace and justice and God's love into a very secular environment. So I'm incredibly grateful, of course, personally, but for what this means for my students and colleagues.
Yeah, of course. And I don't mean to embarrass Prof. Dion or put him on the spot. I just think it's wonderful to go from the wonderful work you've done here in South Africa to be able to go to a place where you've only been for a year and where they're able to see so much of what God can do in and through you, even in another country. So we're just very proud of you. So we're not here to embarrass you or put you on the spot or make you feel anything, but we are happy for you and we love you.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, man. I said to my dean when he called me, you know, and he's not a believer, he's an atheist. And I said to him, you know, it's only God's grace. And I said to him, I do believe in miracles. So, no, absolutely. But Brad, that I was thinking a lot about appointments.
Yeah.
You know, throughout life, I've obviously, like all of our listeners, you know, had various appointments, you know, had to do various tasks for the sake of you know, just living my working life. But one of the things that strikes me about that is that if you are Christian, the texture and tone of what you do and how you do it should differ from the rest of the world. There's a beautiful quote from Mark Twain, the author, who said, you know, as Christians, we should live such good lives that when we die, even the undertaker is sorry to see us go. And, you know, I've often thought about that. You know, God clearly has a purpose and a plan for creation, for history. And God sets those whom he loves aside. We are sanctified. That's the technical word, set aside for a holy purpose. And, you know, I was reading in John chapter 15, from the English Standard Version. Listen to this. This is what it says. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide. In other words, that it should be sustainable, remaining fruit, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, I was struck by that word. You did not choose me, but I appointed you. And, you know, I thought a little bit about this in my own life. I'm sure that there are many times where God wanted to appoint me to something, but either I wasn't ready to do it. I hadn't trained in godliness, as Timothy says. I wasn't close enough to God that I could be trusted to take on an assignment. Sometimes I think God didn't appoint me because maybe my ego was too wrapped up in what I was wanting to do. It was too much about me and myself. And God was saying, I need someone who's going to make this about other people, about the common good. I think sometimes it's possible that I didn't get appointed to things because I didn't even receive God's call. I was so busy, so overwhelmed, so focused on other things that I didn't even see God coming to me and saying, "Hey, Dion, I've got a task for you to do, and I want to give you a blessed assignment." So my sense is today, you know, what I want to say to our listeners, and I'm trying to discern that now for this period in my life, is what is God appointing you to do? What is God appointing me to do? And can I be trusted to do it in a way that is Christ-like, that shows Christ first, God first? Do I show the fruit of the Spirit? We read in John 15 that we may bear much fruit, fruit that abides. A lasting fruit, gentleness and goodness and patience and self-control, all of these fruit. And finally, am I equipping myself? Am I saying, Lord, when you call on me, I will be fit enough to fulfill this task that you give me? Brad, I end with a humorous story. I have a master's student here in the Netherlands who wants to work in the police. He applied for a job 2 years ago. And they said to him, "You qualify on every account except that you're not fit enough." So what he did was he came and he did a master's degree. He works in peace and conflict studies with me, and he used the 2 years not only to get his degree but also to get in shape. And I heard just this last week that he's been appointed to the police force, being used by God in peace and conflict de-escalation. So I think, you know, sometimes we need to do one or two things to get ourselves ready for the appointment.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thanks for sharing your story and that. And for us that are listening to you this morning, sometimes it feels that the place where we are, let's say it's the place of work, we sometimes forget that that's actually a placement by God. We feel, oh, I've got to be in this place and I don't get on so well with this person. Or have you even seen my boss? He's such a whatever. And we don't realize that God might be placing us there to make a difference, not just to make us miserable.
Brad, you know, that is so true. You know, when Graham Power and I were writing that little book, Transform Your Work Life, we interviewed you know, a couple of hundred people about faith and work. And one of the things that I was left with was exactly what you said. So many Christians who act like they're Monday morning atheists. You know, they go to work as if God has no will, no purpose, no intention, no presence, no power, no plan for what they do on a Monday. And in doing so, they miss out. They miss out. And so just that sense of saying, Lord, I'm here because you've placed me here. It may not be my dream at the moment, but until you send me elsewhere, I'm going to do the best that I can. I'll do this as if it was Jesus who was doing the work that I'm doing.
Yeah, and it could just be for a very short season. I wonder, Dion, if we were ever able to see the impact that we made as believers, if we really were intentional on making an impact and leaving an imprint and focusing people's eyes on Jesus, to be able to see the little bits of impact. We don't even know how people truly necessarily feel about us or the impact that we had in their lives. They don't necessarily tell us, but to know, I think we could all be quite confident that God would use us some way, somehow. Otherwise, what would be the point of it all?
Absolutely, Brad, and you know, as I've heard it said many times, it's a cliche because I think it's true. At the end of the day, what God wants is availability before ability. You know, so just to say, Lord, it's your day, my life is yours. Where you've placed me, I'm here for you. I want to be attentive. Open the doors, open my eyes, my ears, my heart. Strengthen my hands, and let me do what you want me to do.
Bloom where you're planted. Just like Professor Dion
Amen.
Foster, all the way in Amsterdam. Dion, what a pleasure. Again, congratulations from all of us. And we know you're going to do amazing work. Be blessed and take care of yourself and those other wonderful South Africans in your home. And we'll connect again soon.
Thanks, my friend. Bless you. Bye-bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.